नमो नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः भक्त्या विहीना अपराधलक्ष्यै चेतश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्द यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानुतोऽस्मि तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणन्तिके। माई हम्बल ओबेइसेंसेस इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माई परमाराध्य हूँ विष्णुपाद श्रीमद् भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज। ऑल्सो माई हम्बल ओबेइसेंसेस इन द लोटस फीट ऑफ माई शिक्षा गुरु ओम विष्णुपाद श्री श्रीमद् भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज। वी आर डिस्कसिंग द टीचिंग्स ऑफ महाप्रभु तो सनातन गोस्वामी। इफ एनीवन हियर्स दिस टीचिंग्स and follows with respect, very soon he will realize all these things and he may have the mercy of Srila Sanatana Goswami. Oh, go on. More louder.
E allo stesso tempo offro onorevoli omaggi al mio maestro spirituale Srisha Guru Srishimanta Priyananda Swami Maharaj. Stiamo discutendo in questi giorni degli insegnamenti di Chaitanya Mahaprabhu a Srila Rupa Goswami. Se ascoltando questi insegnamenti si...
Chaitanya Charitamrita 28:152 कृष्णर स्वरूप विचार सुन सनातन अत्वै ज्ञान तत्व ब्रजे ब्रजेन्द्र नंदन सर्वादि सर्वांशी किशोर शिखर चिदानंद देह सर्वाश्रय सर्वेश्वर। व्हाट इज मीनिंग श्याम
श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु इज टेलिंग सनातन गोस्वामी ओ सनातन प्लीज हियर about the eternal form of Lord Krishna. He is the absolute truth, devoid of all duality, but present in Vrindavan as the son of Nanda Maharaj. Krishna is the original source of everything and the sum total of everything. He appears as the absolute supreme youth and his whole body is compared to spiritual bliss, composed of spiritual bliss. He is the shelter of everything and the master of everyone.
Yes. Oh, yes, so this plan. What is Advaita Gyan Tattva? Can you? अच्छा तो ये सुटल व्हाट इज अद्वैत ज्ञान वी हैव ए वेरी बिग बुक कैन यू यू
अद्वैत ज्ञान
व्हाट इज
means knowledge of the truth, the non-dual truth. Krishna is one. He is the as just spoken.
Don't hesitate. Don't have any doubt.
Yes. While Krishna is one, at the same time he's different from everything. So we have to know both aspects of the absolute truth. That he's everything is present within him, and he's present within everything, and yet he's also outside of everything. And everything is just outside.
Can you tell? Try.
Advaitam Paratattva, the non-dual absolute substance, is Sri Krishna. The meaning of this statement is that Krishna is one without second, meaning that there is no one else but only Krishna. So, if that is true, then we are seeing so many other incarnations of the Lord, beginning from Baladev Prabhu, and then Ram, Nishinka, Gopi. And then also, there's whole spiritual planetary system, and then a field planetary system, and then all the living entities from Tatastha Shakti. They are also existing. So how can we understand that there's only one person, and that is Krishna, and no one else is existing? In order to understand that, we can review on yesterday's discussion where we understood that how Krishna has so many potences, his multi-potences. And from all those different potences, Krishna is making so many activities. But the sum total of all the energies of Krishna is his supreme energy, his Swarup Shakti, Srimati Radhika. And from Vedanta Sutra, we hear Shakti Shakti Mato Veda, that there is no difference between the energy and the energetic. Why? Because energy is not independent, it's dependent on the energetic. And they are existing together simultaneously. One cannot separate them, just like one cannot separate heat from the fire or the sun rays from the sun. So, although the living entities, Saptasta Shakti, they are seen as so many innumerable, countless living entities, they are simply manifestation of his energy. So they are not independent of him. They are completely dependent. And also the material creation, which is coming from Maya Shakti, the material potency, is also under his complete control. And similarly in the spiritual world. Now, on the other hand, all the incarnations of the Lord which we see, like Ram, Nishinga, Kanki, Vaman, they're also emanating from Krishna. Krishna is the original candle which has actually given light to all other candles. But according to philosophical tattva, the Vishnu tattva is one. There is no difference between any of the incarnations or manifestations of the Lord. They are equally potent, Shaktiman. So in this way we see, just as in the example of sun, the sun disk, the sun rays, and the minute atomic particles of the sun, they are existing simultaneously together forever. From time, from beginning as time. So this manifestation of the Supreme Absolute Truth, together, taking everything, what we heard, is called Advaitam Paratattva.
More clear, if anything he has left, stand up. More louder.
He is Paratattva, that means Supreme Truth. And that Supreme Truth is
Advaita Gyan, non-dual knowledge. So this has been described in Srimad Bhagavatam. Vedanti tattva-vidas-tattvam yad-gyanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabdete. Learning transcendentalists who know the absolute truth, they have concluded that that truth is a non-dual substance. There's no duality in that. And it is called Brahma, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. So how can we understand that this truth, there's no duality? Yet some are using this word Brahma, some Paramatma, and some are using the word Bhagavan. How can we clear this? So first of all, we should know that the truth is one. But according to the method of approach, then that one truth is seen in different ways. Those who would approach by the path of Jnana, by knowledge, they will see that one truth as Brahma. That means the impersonal affluence emanating from Krishna. Brahma Jyoti, we cannot say this is something different. No, this has come from Krishna. Yasya prabha prabhavato jagadanta koti kosis vasesha vasudari vibhuti bindam yad brahma niskaram ananta vasesha rupam govindam paripurusam tamaham vajami. The Brahman effulgence, which is worshipped by those who are following the path of jnana, this is just the light emanating from Krishna. And those who try to know the truth by taking up the process of yoga, by yoga, they will see that one truth, but it will appear to them to be Paramatma. But what is that Paramatma? Is it anyone else? No. When Vishnudev was about to leave this world, at that time Krishna came before him, and Vishnudev was praying, Tamahamajamaham adrivivajam adrivivishitam atmakalpitanam Pratidrishan Nivasam Kodaka Mekam Samadhika Tosmi Nirduta Ved Moha. Now I am free from Ved Moha. I have no bewilderment, no duality, and I understand that that person, therefore the Paramatma, the Super Soul, in everyone's heart, is no one but you. It is your manifestation. Ateva Bhagunai Tena Kim Gyatena Tavarjuna Vistapya Hamadam Krishnam Eka Angstena is all jagat. Krishna taught Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita. What is the use of all this detailed knowledge? Simply understand this thing. By one manifestation, one part of my very self, I maintain and support the entire universe. So Paramatma is also not different from Krishna. It is his localized very portion. And then those who will approach the absolute truth by the process of bhakti, they will realize that the supreme truth is Bhagavan, the supreme personality of Godhead. Ishvara Paramatma Krishna Satya Ananda Vigraha Anadirari Govina Sarva Karana Karma. The supreme personality of Godhead is the embodiment of Satya Ananda. So those who follow the path of Jnana, they only realize chit feature, the knowledge feature of the truth that is called Brahma. Those who approach by yoga, they realize the feature, sat and chit, that is Paramatma. And those who approach taking shelter of the process of bhakti, they realize Satyananda, Mama, that is Krishna, the supreme personality of Godhead. Now one may say, but you say that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, and he is the non-dual absolute truth, and there is nothing different from him. But to me, it appears there are so many differences. In fact, one may come up with the argument that there are three types of difference. The first one is called Swagat Ved. The second one is called Sajatiya Ved. And the third one is called Vijatiya Ved. So I'll briefly mention what they are. The first one, Swagat Ved, means there's some duality in Krishna's body. It seems. Why? Because his ear is different from his hand. His hand is different from his feet. His feet are different from his arms. So therefore, how can Krishna be Advaita Gyan? Absolute knowledge. How is it possible? Every part of his body is different. In answer to this, Lord Brahma, he has said, Angani yasya sakalendriya vritti nanti Paschianti canti cali, lanti ciranti canti, ananda cimaya satuccia la pibra asca, bhoga maripuja mutama hamadami. The form of Krishna is transcendental. Every sense of his body can perform all the activities of all the other senses. So practically speaking, every sense is as good as all the other senses. So there's no duality in regard to the form of Krishna. His form is advaya. There is no duality there. So this type of debate, we reject this type of debate. Really, Krishna's form is absolute. Then someone may say, there's another type of debate. That is called Sajatiya Ved. Sajatiya means those manifestations who are in the same jat, same category as Krishna. In other words, his expansions. Bal Ved, Mul Sankarshan, Maha Sankarshan, all the expansions of Narayan, Radhani, Murtishu, Balahani, Amena, Vishnu, Ram, Shiva, Kalki, Varaha, Purna, Hansa, Balandev. There are so many incarnations, and they are also different from him. We cannot accept this. Lord Brahma also has given the evidence in Brahma Samhita. Advaitam, Achutam, Anadim, Ananta Rupam, Adyam Purana, Purusham, Navayo, Ananta, Vedeshu, Dulavam, Adulavam, Atma Bhakto, Govinda, Tahi Purusham, Tamaham, Vedami. Krishna has unlimited forms, and all of these forms in tattva, in principle, according to philosophical principles, they're all one. Yet, there's some distinction only according to rasa. So, in Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, there is this statement, Siddhanta Tastra Vedevi Sri Sha Krishna Surupaya Rasa Krishna Te Krishna Rupa Nesha Rasasthiti. According to Siddhanta philosophical principles, Krishna is one. How? Just like the moon. When we look at the moon, on the new moon day, the moon is very thin. And on Ashtami, on the eighth day of the moon is half full. And on Purnima, on the full moon day, the moon is complete. So, anyone may think, there are so many types of moon. There's the thin moon, there's the half moon, there's the full moon. There are so many types of moon. No, no, no. Only one moon. But that one moon is manifesting its potency to varying degrees. So the different phases of the moon, they're called kala. These are different phases. Little more until it is full. So in Srimad Bhagavatam is stated, Ete Ansa Kala Unsa, Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam. All Ansa and Kala, all the different manifestations, they are the Supreme Lord, it is true. But the origin, the full manifestation of Bhagavan, who is that? Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam. So this Ved, that is called Sajatiya Ved, difference between Krishna and his own manifestations, which are Vishnu Tattva, we also don't accept that this is any duality in the absolute truth. Then, third type of Ved, this is called Vijatiya Ved. Is there any difference between Krishna and those things, those manifestations that he has caused to exist, which are not in the same category as him? In other words, they are not Vishnu Tattva. What is in that category? Maya. Maya Shakti, which is manifested as cosmic manifestation, and also Tathasta Shakti, which is manifested all the jivas. Is there any difference? So our acharyas, they have given a philosophical explanation. They have said that two things can be considered to be different if they have emanated from a different source. If their origin is different, then there's a difference between them. Or if two things in their functions, they interrupt or they break each other's function. They cause a disruption to each other's functions. Then two things can be considered different. But if two things come from the same source and they don't interfere with each other's function, everything is going on harmoniously, or then they cannot be considered to be different. So because Maya is always under the control of Krishna and the jivas are always under control of Krishna every time, they cannot be considered to be different from him. Therefore, this idea that there's Vijatiya Ved has also been rejected on this philosophical ground.
Thank you. Thank you. You yourself understood Swagat Sajati Vijati Ved. Very difficult for you all. But even we discussed something. Gradually we should know all these things. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. But anyone is not independent. All are dependent to Krishna. All in this world. But nowadays we hate other religions, persons. Muslims, they want to make all whole world Muslim. Christians, they want to make all whole our Christians. But we don't want. We want what? Be of God only. Love is God, God is love. No difference between Indian devotees or American devotees, Chinese, even Buddha devotees, nothing. In their soul, all are dependent to Krishna. Without Krishna, anyone cannot survive their lives. So here he is, come on, in 22nd Adhyay, 7th Paya. Oh, you can speak.
Cos'è Advaya Tattvagyana? È Krishna stesso, Dio, la persona suprema. Tutto ciò che esiste e che noi vediamo e che è stato creato non è indipendente, ma dipende tutto da Krishna. Anche se questo sembra una contraddizione. Anche ad esempio Krishna non è diverso da Krishna, Buddha non è diverso da Krishna, anche noi non siamo diversi da Krishna, le piante, gli alberi, gli animali, noi tutti non sono diversi da Krishna. Sembrerebbe che ci siano molti universi e anche tanti soli, e ci sono in realtà il sole è sempre uno. Ci sono però tanti nomi a seconda delle lingue, ad esempio in italiano si dice il sole, in inglese sun, in India un altro sempre sole, eccetera. Ma è sempre l'unico e solo sole, quindi Dio è sempre solo l'unico Dio, tutto è dipendente da...
Especially, I want to tell that, Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Supreme Lord, Lord of Lord. Why? Because Krishna, Krishta, then Krishta, and then Christ. All words have come from there. So Christ is not different from Krishna. Very attractive, very beautiful, very sweet, very attractive. All qualities are there. Something lacking in Christianity, they don't accept the form of God. But it is wrong thing. Why? If a God can create so many universes, he can support and nourish them. And after this creation, everything will go in him. But he is not powerful to take any form, then he is not God. And that is why in Christian, that Bible, it has been written, God created man after his own image. If God has no image, how he can make the images of all? From where it came, all images, trees, creepers, human, boar, animals, birds, from where they came? God has power. He can be bird, he can be any animal, he can have the form of human, beautiful form. All beauty comes from him. All good qualities coming from him. So there is no separate Shattashil Vastu.
Existence. There is no other other entity which has separate existence other than Krishna.
So here it is told again. Oh, yes, so that's plain. He is not separate. Never. His name Khuda and Allah. These are the names of our highest Lord. That he told Paramatma and
Brahma
and all are there. So Allah is Brahma. Khuda is Soham. Analhak. So everything is in that. Don't see anything separate from Krishna. God is so beautiful and attractive, that is his, this name has been given. If you will go deep in ancient dictionaries of Latin language, and English has come from Latin or where?
Yes, from Latin.
From Latin. If you go, we will see that all words are like same, like Sanskrit. Sanskrit language is the origin of all, even Latin, everything. That is why, it has not told me that it is Indian language or that language. Never. This was the language of whole universe. Demigods used to talk in this in Sanskrit. Krishna himself, God himself. Go on. Adhyayan tattva Krishna Swayam Bhagavan. Sarup Shakti Rupe Tar Hai Avasthan. Swansh Vibhan Nansa Rupe Haiya Vistar. Ananta Vaikunth Brahmande Karana Vihar. Swans Vistar Chaturbhyo Avatargan Vibhinnans Jeev Tar Shakti Teganan. Shei Vibhinnans Jeev Duita Prakar Ek Nitya Mukta Nitya Sansar. Nitya Mukta Krishna Charane Unmukh Krishna Parishad Nam Bhunje Sevasuk. Oh, yes sir. Read the menu.
Chaitanya Charitamrita, 22, from text 7, translation by Śrīla A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Krishna is the non-dual absolute truth, the supreme personality of Godhead. Although he is one, he maintains different personal expansions and energies for his pastimes. Text 8. Krishna expands himself in many forms. Some of them are personal expansions, Svamsa, and some are separate expansions, Vibhinnamsa. Thus he performs pastimes in both the spiritual and the material worlds. The spiritual worlds are the Vaikuntha planets, and the material universes are Brahmandas, gigantic globes governed by the Brahma. Text 9. Expansions of his personal self, Svamsa, like the quadruple manifestations of Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, and Vasudev, descend as incarnations from Vaikuntha to this material world. The separated expansions, Vibhinnamsa Jeev, are living entities. Although they are expansions of Krishna, they are counted among his different potencies, his Shaktis. Text 10. The living entities, Jivas, are divided into two categories. Some of them are eternally liberated, nitya mukta, and others are eternally conditioned, nitya samsa. Text 11. Those who are eternally liberated, nitya mukta, are always awake to Krishna consciousness, and they render transcendental loving service at the feet of Lord Krishna. They are to be considered eternal associates of Krishna, Krishna Parishad, and they are eternally enjoying the transcendental bliss of serving Krishna.
And Nitya Bhakta Krishna Haite, this is Shlok 12 also.
Nitya Bhakta Krishna Haite, Nitya Bhani Mukha, Nitya Samsar Bhunde Narakati Dukkha. Translation, text 12. Apart from the ever-liberated devotees, there are the conditioned souls, Nitya Bhanda, who always turn away from the service of the Lord. They are perpetually conditioned in this material world and are subjected to the material tribulations brought about by different bodily forms in hellish conditions.
Oh, what is called? Who are called Nitya Bhanda? Oh, Nitya Bhanda? Louder.
Nitya Bhanda are the bound souls who are entrapped in Maya and fall from the Tattva Shakti into the material world.
Were they liberated any time?
No, they're eternally bound.
Were they in Golok?
Never.
And from there they came?
Never.
Then? Never. Don't accept this theory that jiva or this condition souls have coming from Guru. That is why here, Swamiji also in explanation he is telling, Nitya Baddha, they were not liberated. From beginning, endless time, Anadi Baddha. Oh, they are always, what? Against?
Averse to Krishna.
Adverse position, always, always. So nitya sansar, they are in this. Going and coming, in the endless chain of birth and death, all. Even those who are not accepting God even, they are also in that chain. So, what is Maya? Where there is no belief of God, where there is no light of God, there is nothing, quite andhakar, darkness. Agyan is darkness, no knowledge,
ignorance.
So nothing, Maya is nothing, ignorance. And also, the acts of Maya is called Maya also. So these are actions. And the shadow of Srimati Radhika is also, Yog Maya is called Maya. So we are all anyhow in Maya. Don't think that we are liberated. You have something bhakti, but even there is so much way to walk. So much. Don't have any proud that I'm chanting, I'm remembering. So, try to realize all these things. That only Krishna is supreme powerful. And all are subordinate to Him. Those who seem like them, like Krishna. Krishna may have a form of lakhs and lakhs his form. He can expand himself. But all are like Krishna. As Krishna was dancing with gopis, and there were numberless gopis, very beautiful, all the gopis, like Krishna, all gopis. They all left their houses, husbands, and everything. All jobs of home. Everything. And they became like one pointed. And they joined Krishna. So Krishna thought that, I should dance. I should please them all. And so he became as the number of all the gopis was. With one each gopi, he became one Krishna. So lakhs and lakhs, thousands and thousands of Krishna became there. Oh, in the midst of two Krishna, one gopi. And in the midst of two gopi, one. Very wonderful, very wonderful. Anyone cannot imagine like this. So beautiful there. Even Narayan, seeing him, Ram, even Dwarkadish, oh, he will be attracted to Krishna. So beautiful, so sweet. So he charmed all the gopis. And to please them, he became so many Krishna and began to dance. So Krishna can do. In Dwarka, there were so many beloved of Krishna, queens like Rukmani, Shatabhama, Nagnajiti, Jambavati, and so many. So many gopi. Oh, Prabhu, don't sleep. Don't sleep. Try to stop your chanting even. Don't chant. I know that you cannot chant here. Don't chant. Don't sleep. Try to hear. Give me only now 15 minutes, I will speak. And tomorrow again like this. So you have come. Oh, to hear something, you should hear. If you are knowing all these things and practicing, really you are so much fortunate. So much fortunate. So I was telling that, there were eight queens of, prominent queens of Krishna. And others, they are very beautiful queens of princess here and there. Some are very beautiful daughter of
some king.
All that so. About how much? 16,100. And they were all captured by Narakasura. He was very powerful. He saw any in his astrological book that there is no good day to marry them. So let us wait for a good day. And he was waiting a good day for marrying them all. But in the meantime, Narad came to Krishna. And he told all these facts. They all are weeping there, all ladies. So you must help him, them. They are only worshipping you. So you must help them. So Krishna took his Garuda and took his Satyabhama also on that. And he fly away. Any moment he reached there, very far away. And there were so many in the ground and water everywhere, what? Electric lines. None can pass anywhere. In air also. Like America has done to save him. Like all other countries are doing, making so many things. But in a moment, what? Krishna came there. And he went straight on Garuda. Garuda has nothing. If he is touching to all, no harm at all. No electric can pass in his body. So easily he crossed and went there and with his Chakshu Darshan he killed at once. So no good day came for him to marry any lady. Then Krishna went in the prison and opened that prison. All the 16,100 beautiful ladies came. They began to weep. Krishna told, don't weep. Don't be weary. At once, I want to help you. Where you want to go? If you want to go to your husbands, you can come with me. If you want to go to your father, mother, you can go. I will take you. They began to weep again and telling that, Krishna, we don't want to go anywhere. Our husband will not accept us, never and never accept them, because we have touched by Narakasura. Our father, mother will not touch, they will not allow us to be with them. My brothers, our brothers will not, any relative, they cannot keep us. So please, accept us like a maid servant of your queens. We'll broom your houses, the houses of queens. We will wash their clothes and garments, everything. We will cook for them. We will do anything service for them. So please accept us like a maid servant of your queens. Krishna told him, never, never. I will make you all queens. Please be seated on Garuda. And Garuda made a very big place for them. Unlimited. And Krishna at once with Satyabhama, he took all 16,100, all these ladies on Garuda and quickly went to Dwarka. And now in one big royal palaces, he gave to them. And there he was marrying. Here also, there also, there also. In 16,100 Ras palaces, big palaces. And he took the shape of, how much? Of 16,008. And Vasudev, Prabhu. Vasudev, you know? Father of Krishna and mother. They became also like 16,100. All the priests, Gargacharya and all other became like these. And somewhere he was giving swaha in fire. Somewhere he was taking round of fire. Sometimes he was giving donation to others. Somewhere all the ladies were singing the song of marriage. Oh, so different way he was. Narada was looking over and he came very astonished. Wonder. What a beautiful thing. Wonderful thing. I have never seen like this. Here Krishna, here Krishna. At the same time in doing so many things. But any yogi, they can make expansion. But if one will raise and one, then all will raise. They cannot do anything else. If they are sitting, all are sitting. If eating, all are eating. But for Krishna, so very, very strange. So, all the Krishna are same. All the Krishna are same. Oh, you should explain something. Be ready for drama play. And be ready for also
grand ceremony.
They should bring their children here. Ask questions. What is called swagat swajati vijati bhed? And these are not in Krishna. I will ask. To whom? Those who are like preachers. I will ask them. Try to know and explain you all. So the persons, the boys should come here at
once. Wait a little for drama.
Where they are? I told you.
Please bring your kids immediately from here.
Bring some flowers. Bring your babies.
Hare Krishna, some devotee has.
Thus ends the class on the 16th of June 2001 in Italy. This class was given in the evening, PM. Hare Krishna.
Right.